Praise the Lord, O my soul. All my inmost being praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases? Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion? Who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles? Let's turn to 13, same book, verse 13. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower in the field, and the wind blows over and it's gone, and its place is remembered no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is in there for those who fear him, and his righteousness is with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you, his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding. Obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you, his servants, who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works, everywhere in his domain, in his dominion. Praise the Lord, O my soul. It's funny, that part right there in the beginning. Praise the Lord, O my soul. See, this seems like a very happy psalm, too. But David's starting to realize his patience. If you look at the syntax in that sentence, in just the first one, praise the Lord, comma, O my soul, semicolon, all my inmost praise his holy name. When you use that phrasing in the English language, praise, an order, then a comma, and then a noun, what you're doing is it's not proclaiming, it's not saying this, it's saying, hey you, my soul, praise him. He was ordering himself. He said, you know what, all this stuff that I'm going through, praise him. Don't focus on that. Praise the Lord, my soul. I'm talking to you, my soul. Praise the Lord. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. He says again, praise the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all his benefits. He's reminding himself that he has to be patient with God. And his patience is what brought him contentment. Like I said, don't just go asking for patience. Unless you really want it. He's going to put some work into it. But out there, and it is what truly edifies your relationship. Oh, I'm happy you guys were patient with me. Some questions? You have a question? Huh? What's that? Breath who? Yeah. 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 You're supposed to bless the Lord. We bless him every day when we praise him. Part of our praising is blessing. It's a bless the Lord, all my soul. Yeah. It's a two-way street. Exactly. It's a relationship. We're supposed to bless the Lord as well as he's supposed to bless us. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Who are we that we can do anything for the Lord? Remember when we learned Psalms 23? That very first thing there, it said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I have no lack. Who are we that the Lord God Almighty that controls the entire universe should go out of his way just to be our shepherd and make sure that we have no lack? Who are we that we deserve to be even paid attention to by the Lord God Almighty? How is it that we have deserved that? And the part that I really like is that he calls himself the shepherd, which infers that we are sheep. Sheep aren't smart. No. They're delicious. They're delicious, yes. But there's a reason that they're so delicious. People know they're delicious because they're not bright and they're easy to eat. Yes. At least we're sheep and not goats. Goats are stubborn, that's true. Long-suffering is a form of patience. It's the old way of saying patience. The person who's, what does it mean, long-suffering? It means patience. It means a person who's willing to suffer is a patient person. It's an old English term. A person that's willing to suffer, bless you, a person that's willing to suffer is a patient person. So a person with long-suffering is patience. Yeah, like I was saying about those sheep, though. Sheep ain't bright. No, no, no. It's funny, that whole time you're saying, the Lord is my shepherd, that means that we're sheep, and I'm thinking, man, can I be at least be something with teeth? No. Sheep don't have teeth. They have these ones back here. And he says, well, I make it you to lie down in green pastures. You know why he needs us to lie down in green pastures? Because if we don't, we'll just fall off of the cliff. I lead you beside the still waters. You know why he has to lead us beside still waters? Because sheep have all that wool on them, and if they get into water that goes up over their knees, it sucks them down and they drown because they're trying to drink and they're just not that bright. Sheep are not smart animals at all. Yeah, they fall. If they fall over on their back like a turtle, they can't get up. Now, exactly. He has to protect us with our rod and our steel, because when your sheep move into the thicket, into the brush, their wool gets caught up in the little twigs and branches, and they get stuck in there. And they don't know how to get out because they can't walk backwards. Sheep only walk one direction. And if we see something, we just keep on. And just keep going. We're sheep. Well, luckily, God's patient enough. Because it takes some patience to look after some stupid sheep, let me tell you what. We can't protect ourselves. We just wander into the foolishness that we wander into. But God's patient for us. Thank God he's patient with us, because a lot of us wouldn't be around. I know that's true for me. If God wasn't patient with me, I wouldn't be around here. Any questions? What's that? What'd you say? Yes, he calls us a sheep for a reason. Alpaca, no. Well, that's the thing. Alpacas can spit. Sheep can't spit. Sheep don't know no better. Sheep are good for one thing. We either take their fur and wear it, or we eat them. But God loves us, even though we're sheep. Thank God. All right, I'm all done.